name is Leslie Charlton. I'm the minister of Kingston United Reformed Church, which most of you already know. The congregation were invited to say what the cross means to them, and a few brave souls did that very thing. So thank you very much to all those who contributed, and thanks to Chris Impey for putting this thing together. So let's start, and our first response comes from Holly.
What does the cross mean to me? When I feel anxious, I use my thumb to trace the shape of the cross on the palm of my hand. It reminds me that Jesus was flesh and blood. He knew of struggles and hard times. He knew anxiety, distress, strength, confrontation, and joy. I often reflect that there are so many negative feelings there and only one positive. For me, the negative words portray the balance I feel life can take, the grind of everyday life. Joy sounds so simple, yet when we feel it, the sense of elation outweighs all the negative feelings. Jesus experienced joy, but he had work to do, and many or all of those negatives possibly outweighed the joy at times. Joy is the light. It is a gift, not meant to be experienced every day, otherwise we would not appreciate it. Without it, we would only experience struggle and darkness. The cross represents Jesus' sacrifice. He ensured we would have joy in our lives. Amongst all the darkness, he has made sure there is also light. Was it simple for him to give us this? No. It was the hardest thing he ever had to do. And yet he did it. We too can do hard things, even when we feel broken, when we feel abandoned. We can do hard things, and there will always be the gift of light.
I'm going to read now the next one, which comes from Sue Shaw. First of all, the cross reminds us that God identifies with us in suffering. He is not immune to it. He understands it. He promises to be with us through it. Secondly, the cross reminds me of God's unlimited forgiveness, his desire that we humans are not burdened with guilt and shame. Thirdly, the cross reminds me of life beyond the grave, everlasting life, which is available to all. Next up is Carol.
What does the cross mean to me? Anguish. Torment, brutality, anger, sorrow, obedience, resurrection, love, hope, eternal life. As I've dwelt on this question, I am awestruck by the total obedience of the Son of Man to his Father God. Lord, help me never to never take for granted the significance of the cross, that I may live in the freedom of your redeeming grace. Amen.
Sue Watts sent in this response. What does the cross mean to me? It says everything about human nature and everything about the nature of God in Jesus Christ. And now, here's what Teresa had to say.
The cross, a symbol, reminding us of Christ's act of love, of selfless sacrifice, setting us an example of how we should follow the new commandment, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. If you have love for one another, then everyone will know that you are my disciples.
Next up, it's Kevin's interpretation of the cross. A symbol of Christianity, but so much more. a representation that everyone can be saved because Jesus gave his life for us on that cross. Now we're going to hear from Stu.
The supreme sacrifice. Suffering leads to salvation. A man-made object used to crucify God. The cross is a terrible and beautiful thing all at the same time. It is the same sense I get that the divine is both far more complex and yet far simpler than we can possibly imagine. The cross is a sort of necessary bridge between humanity and the divine, where suffering and salvation meet. But what does the cross mean to me? That God understands. God understands suffering, pain, rejection, and a whole myriad of things way beyond anything I could imagine or experience. I know a little bit about suffering, but God is there in the places I can barely look, waiting patiently to hold my hand and lead me back to the light, the salvation that we all crave, the necessary suffering in life we must endure. The cross is the wonderful enigma to me. I hate it for what they did to Jesus, but I love it for how God used it for us. Praise be.
Coming up next, it's Maddie, whose thoughts are read by Louisa.
What the cross means to me. The lengths that God is prepared to go to in order to save us from sin. That following Jesus will not all be easy or nice and may involve many struggles and hardships. That Jesus has already saved me from sin, but I have to accept forgiveness and follow Jesus' call.
This next one was sent in by a church member who wanted to remain anonymous. In practical terms, strong enough to hang a man on, thick enough to ram nails into, high enough to keep him off the ground and away from spectators. But hey, you don't want to go mad about that. If his feet are about a yard off the ground, that will do. Then you just nail him on. Big nails, ankles, wrists, not palms. They tear out. Then heave it upright and let him hang there. Might be quick, might take a day or so. If you get bored and want to hurry it up, break his legs. Then they can't breathe. In symbolic terms, the cross stands in a fast flowing river. This is history. This is your life. Be swept away to oblivion or cling on. It will hold you. What happens after you're held actually doesn't matter. You are held. Now, here's Catherine.
I cannot find the words that could truly describe the love God must have for me to allow his son to be so brutally put to death. Reflecting on the cross reminds me of his unconditional love and that he cares that much.
Julian sent this interpretation of the cross.
What the cross means to me. As I think about the crucified Jesus, I feel it in the change as I contemplate healing through Jesus' sacrifice, healing of pain, and the transformation of suffering. This really hits home to me at this time, on an unconscious level, the rejection, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus as the key for what's going on. This act was meant to transform all of human suffering. The cross to me is the great symbol of Christianity. It stands as a reminder to me that Jesus suffered. Jesus spoke of the cross as a symbol of Christian dedication to take up his cross and follow him. Jesus also used another symbol for Christian commitment. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:29-30. The yoke, as much as the cross, is a symbol of commitment to Jesus. I find this scripture coming more to mind today as I need to lean on Jesus for help to lighten my load. This then makes me think about suffering and the wonderful example he left for me to follow. It also makes me think about what this really means to me. The cross and the yoke symbolizes two different aspects of commitment. The cross is an instrument of death. The yoke is an implement of toil. The cross is a symbol of sacrifice. The yoke is a symbol of service. If I really accept the yoke Jesus offers and learn to carry it properly, I feel this is no longer an unbearable burden. I can actually visualize Jesus under the same yoke with me, and I can see who is really carrying the bulk of the burden. If God, through his Son, is somehow participating in my human suffering instead of just passively tolerating it and observing it, this also changes my perspective on everything. God suffers, and our suffering is also God's suffering, and God's suffering is ours. I feel that pain, suffering, and losing are all part of life. Seeing the symbol of the cross, which Jesus won by losing, is so transforming and faith strengthening. I believe now I have been invited to gaze upon the image of Jesus on the cross to soften my heart towards suffering, accept it, and to know that God's heart is softened towards me, especially when I suffer. This makes me aware of others and how to soften my heart toward all.
Many thanks to Robin, who wrote to me with this, and it's read by Chris.
The fact that Christ had to carry his cross always seemed to bypass my conscience until I saw a carving in Rome showing his utter agony and exhaustion. Now for me, that seems really strong in my head, rather than just the image of him on the cross. I used the image from Rome in the April Church newsletter alongside Carol's poem. It moved me to tears when I saw it amongst many other items.
And our final interpretation of what the cross was meant to me is sent in by Natasha. In Russia, where I was born, the significance of the cross is very important, and the cross, since 998, became a symbol of Christianity. By tradition, the Orthodox Christian parents must baptize their child on the third or the fourth day after he was born, but of course now the rules are flexed. During the process of christening, every child is given a little cross, which he or she has to wear during all their earthly lives. The majority of Russian people believe that this cross can protect them from every evil, and when anyone is very cross with another person who did some bad things, they usually say a curse: "You do not have the cross on you." In my understanding, that we all carry our crosses, physically or mentally, in order to share the passion which the Son of God suffered for our sakes. Especially in this dire time when grief is so high and all around us. What can be more grievous than not to hold your child's hand when he is dying, or even to be able to be there when he is interred? But for those of us who believe in him, there is always a flame of hope. Each of us has to carry our crosses through good and bad times and never forget that by doing so, we will gain eternal life and enter his kingdom. So if you want to read in full what the scriptures have to say, you could do a lot worse than read chapters 14 and 15 of the story in the Gospel according to Mark. It's a story of Jesus dying, betrayed and degraded. Now, of course, Christian people believe that there's another chapter to this whole story, which we'll get to on Sunday. But let's not be too quick to leave the foot of the cross, especially at this wacky time. Let's mourn. Let's take time with the pain of it all. And so we wait.